Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. Thank you for sharing this beautiful Sunday morning with me. This is the day the Lord has made, and the Bible said that we could and we should rejoice and be glad therein. I'm rejoicing because God said if he be for me, there's no power that will ever stand against me. I'm hoping you're getting ready for Thanksgiving. This is Thanksgiving week coming up, and then also hunting season. So you boys be careful out there in the woods, but I'll not be hunting. But anyhow, I'll be praying for you. Hope everything's going well with you and your family, and I hope everything's blessed. Well, God, I know is blessing you as you allow him to bless you. So let's get right into our broadcast by doing this song for you.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle alone, they say I have nothing, but oh, they're so wrong. How my heart is rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. And the fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me.
Well, I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes, they're not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me a loved one and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. You gave me a loved one and a fine family. Yes, sir. I got a roof up above me. I got food to eat. I got a beautiful family. I love them. They love me. And, you know, I always said it. We stand together. God said if you be together, I will hold you in my arms. And I believe that. I trust him. So I'm trusting today that you're doing well. And I'm hoping that I can get as much music in as I can because, well, we do a lot of music here on the broadcast, but we do a lot of preaching too, and I send out a lot of requests to people who prayed and paid for this ministry, and I hope that I get to mention names. I might leave someone out, so I'm not going to do that today. So let's get right into the broadcast and do this beautiful song for you right here.
I felt so alone, very, that Satan would tempt and abuse. But God sent sweet comfort with this simple truth. Even the valley is higher ground. Satan can't touch me, for God's love abounds. place where God's hand can reach down. He found the valley is higher ground. I've soared with eagles and I've fallen low through peaks and through valleys. That's just where life goes. But I found the peace in the midst of despair when I discovered that God's everywhere. Even the valley is higher ground. Satan can't touch me where God's love abounds. There's not a place where God's hand can reach down.
Even the valley is higher ground. I know that Martha does that song. She's been doing it for many years now. She's gone home to be with the Lord, and I know that she's spending a great day there with the Lord. So I miss her. I miss her a lot, but you know, it's appointed unto us once to die, but after death the judgment. You know, I believe in those two things, and I'm looking forward to that day when I can slip out of this life over into a brand new body. And I'm going to do another song for you here right now, and hope you enjoy this one also.
One glorious day Jesus came and he made me whole. He spoke completely and satisfied my soul. Now as I face life's dark, stormy, troubled sea, I wonder if he is satisfied with me. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what he'd have it be. And when I come to that great eternity, his smile will say he is satisfied with me. I'm satisfied with God's great redemption plan. I'm satisfied that it's sufficient for all men. I'm satisfied with his work on Calvary. But is my Lord fully satisfied with me? Lord, give me strength, give me courage, make me bold, that I might lead some lost soul into the fold. That I won't be unafraid of earthly. If my Lord is fully satisfied with me, I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what he has been. And when I come to that great eternity, his smile will say he is satisfied with me.
Yes, sir, I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. You know, when I'm playing these songs here for you, I just kind of like to sing along with them, and I don't want to mess up the song. And I can't sing like I used to. I can't preach like I used to, but I'm still carrying on the gospel of Jesus Christ. And with your help and your support, we're going to continue this ministry as long as God gives us breath to preach and a message to preach. We're going to keep right on preaching. And with your help and your support on this radio ministry, we'll just keep on keeping on for the Lord. So let's go right back now and listen to another song. I'll try to get as many songs in as I possibly can in this 30 minutes broadcast.
He washed my eyes with tears that I might see the broken heart I had was good for me. He tore it all apart and looked inside. He found it for things that might be blind, and then I saw the clouds were silver lined, and now I understand what for me. He washed my eyes with tears that I might see.
Yes, so that was Martha doing. He washed my eyes with tears. And I've listened to that song thinking how good she did, and I can remember the time that we did that, and she messed up on it a little bit, and you didn't catch it, but I did. I remember the day that she did that song, and she did mess up on it a little bit on one of the lines, but anyhow, we'll forgive her for that, because God said if he be for us, there's no power can stand against us. So we're glad for her, and we're glad for the ministry that she left, that we might use her ministry to carry on the gospel of Jesus Christ. I hope you enjoy her music. We're going to go now to a song and then the message.
Something sweeter on the top.
Life has been so good, I can't complain. For when I'm down, God gives me strength to rise again. When I'm so weary from the struggle of it all, but then I listen, oh how I listen for his call, and heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on. All the time. You know, it's so hard when we lose a loved one to the grave. But yet I know that we have this blessed hope that Jesus, He gave. For my God, He's gonna wipe all the tears from your eyes. When we meet Him in that land beyond the skies, for heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Oh, yes it is, yes it is.
Seems like lately that's all that's on my mind.
All the Athenians and the strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. I am reading from Acts chapter 17. The story begins in verse 16 when Paul came into Athens. And the Bible said there his spirit was stirred because he saw them giving themselves into adultery. Notice here in verse 18, they said he seems to be one who is setting forth a strange God, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. Is the old time religion sufficient today? In verse 21, the Bible said, for the Athenians and the strangers that were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Isn't that just like we are today? Always looking for new things. Just about the time I get in step, I find myself out of step. But the question I'd like to ask my listeners today, is the old-time religion sufficient for today? Is God's Word sufficient for today? You see, many, many years ago, 40 men wrote 66 books of the Bible 1,500 years ago. And today, we see that book, and it still is just as real today as it was when they wrote it. Great men were moved as they were moved by the power of the Holy Spirit. And they wrote the book, which is so evident and so positive, no mistakes, no errors. It's a complete formulation of God. It's God speaking to the people. It's a love letter from heaven. It tells us that the Bible is true. It says the world may be on fire, but the Word of God will stand throughout the ceaseless ages of time. There were some great men who met one time who thought they would destroy the Bible. And as they gathered, they built a great bonfire. And one was elected to throw the Bible into the bonfire. And when he took the book in his hand and started to throw it, all of a sudden he paused. He looks over the congregation. He said, gentlemen, we had better save this book until another or a better book would come by. But you see, folks, there is no better book. Even though that it does draw dust upon some of our shelves, even though that it does lie, it's never opened, it's never read, but it's a good decoration for the living room coffee table. But yet the Bible stands even above every book that has ever been written. It is generation after generation building upon the faith and establishing a covenant with God through and by the Word of God. Because you see, the Word of God is powerful. The Bible said it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts coming and going. He cuts us away from our sin and brings us to God. My father told me about the Word of God. He taught me that the Word of God would be a lamp unto my pathway. He taught me that it was something I could depend upon. He taught me that it was something I could trust. I could put my total dependence upon the Word of God. And you know, after I've found Christ to be real in my life, I've come to find out that my life entirely depends upon God's Word. If God's Word is false, then, sir, I'm eternally lost without God. And today I can come to Christ and I can repent of my sin, knowing that if I confess it, that He will forgive it. He will throw it in as far as the east is the east and the west is the west. And He will never remember it again. Oh, my friends may remember it. And my enemy will always remind me of it. But once God has forgiven me, I have been forgiven. And today you can believe that. You can trust in that. Because the Bible said, Jesus said, whom the Son sets free, he's free indeed. And Paul said, there is now no condemnation to them which is in Christ. You see, Paul believed in justification. I believe the Bible teaches justification. I believe the old time religion is a gospel of justification. It's a gospel that believes in the virgin birth of our Lord. We are living in a day and time when the virgin birth has been challenged. Many clergies who stand in the pulpit today do not believe in the virgin birth of our Lord. But in Matthew it tells us, for behold, a virgin will conceive and bring forth a son, and ye shall call his name Jesus, and he will save his people from their sin. Even in Isaiah 7 and 14, it said, for behold, a virgin would conceive. And today, I believe that that virgin birth of Jesus Christ, I do not believe he was seared by a German soldier. I don't believe that he came from a streetwalker walking down the street. I believe that he came from a holy woman, a woman who had never been touched by man. And the blood of Jesus Christ was placed within the womb of this Virgin Mary. The blood came from the very throne room of heaven. And God injected the blood of Christ into the body. And then after 9 months, she carried that body. And it was born, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. It grew up. It became a man. It was not only a man, but he was a God-man. He was God incarnated in the flesh. Remember, the prophet said, or the angel said, that he would be Emmanuel, meaning God with us. And God came and took upon him the form of man. You see, I believe in the God. I believe in the Father. I believe in the Son. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in the Trinity of God. We must believe in the virgin birth of our Lord, because that is the old-time religion. I believe that it's powerful to transform man from their sin.
If you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know just what you'd see. A miracle of love that took me in his sweet embrace and made me what I am today. An old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, he took my place. Now I live and breathe in freedom. With each breath of life I take, I'm loved and forgiven. I'm back with the living. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. How can I boast of anything I've ever seen or done? How could I dare to claim as mine all the victories God has won? Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place. I'm here to say I'm nothing but an old sinner. Saved.
Yes, sir, I'm an old sinner, been saved by grace. The Bible said, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. But thank God today I've been saved. I've been saved by His blood. His blood can cleanse you from all sin. And I believe in that today. I think that His blood will supply all your need according to His riches in glory. I believe that God can ship up the streets of gold before He'd see one of His children go hungry. That's how much confidence I got in my God. I'm praying for you right now. Father, I pray for my unseen audience. I don't know who I'm praying for, Lord. I don't know who is listening to this broadcast. We are interneting a clear around the world into India and Africa and Australia and China and Japan and all these other places. And Daryl and Dana has made that possible by the means of the internet. And we thank you for that. We pray for them, and we pray, God, for our audience around here, around in this area, people who are in need, Lord. We understand that there was 380 some overdoses this year, and I've already buried three of those. And Lord, I'll tell you, we know our condition of our country. I know that the songwriter said, Lord, if you're looking down now, well, you're looking down now, and you told Moses, you said, I want you to go down and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And Lord, I'm saying to them today that you're still the same God that you was then. You can bring deliverance to the captive, set at liberty those been bruised and bound. In your holy name I pray, amen, amen. Well, neighbor, there's somebody there that is
new. Dreams are worth dreaming at all, but my disappointments can keep me blinded and blue. And when I am reminded the sweet peace I have, Lord, in you.
You could write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642 Meadows Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again,
the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only